to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Glory to your name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we lift you up. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Without you, Lord, we're nothing. But Lord, we thank you for your presence. Your presence, Lord God, that makes us worth and worthy, Lord. Father, we ask you now that you just touch every heart of every hearer, every believer, everyone that trusts in the Lord with all their heart, Lord. Guide them, lead them, bless them on today. Fill their cup as they lift it up, Lord. Quench the thirsting of their souls. Feed them till they want no more. Thank you, Lord. Father, touch our minds. Let our minds be stayed on you, and you'll keep us in perfect peace. Let the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth be acceptable in your sight today. Lord, we just want to be where you are. We want the tabernacle with you, Lord. Dwell with you and you with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, touch your people today. Young, old, whoever they are, Lord. Whatever walk of life, whatever they're going through, show yourself strong. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't pass me by, Lord. Oh, don't pass me by. Oh, God, while you're healing, don't pass me by. While you're delivering, don't pass me by. While you're saving, don't pass me by. Lord, while you're touching, don't pass me by. While you're anointing others, Lord, please don't pass me by. Let your presence be made known in my life, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. We come to you, Lord. We travail before you, God. Oh, Jesus. Lord God, move until something breaks in our life. Oh God, move on the one that was about to have a breakdown, but Lord, you give them a breakthrough at this moment. Oh God.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. Move on the one that was the enemy wanted to destroy, but Lord, you bring them deliverance. The one that's been perplexed, Lord, let them know that you're their protection. Oh God. Oh God, for great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh God, we thank you. Comfort those, Lord God, that are struggling. You've given us your keeping power in the presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord. Open doors that have been closed in the faces of your people. Father, close doors that we didn't close out in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Help us to walk uprightly before you. Help us to please you, Lord God, to delight in the law of your word. Oh, God. Thank you for creating in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit within us. Thank you, Lord God, for making us new creatures, that old things have passed away and now we've become new. We got a new heart and a new mind, a new attitude, new spirit, new words, new language. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
New hopes, new dreams, new desires. Thank you, Lord. Father, as I preach this word this morning, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech today. Lord God, give me the anointing that makes preaching easy. And let the anointing fall upon the hearers that they receive the word of God. Father, we thank you and we give you glory. We honor you. We join in with the mid-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim in your presence, chanting and declaring, that you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Give God a great big thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise his name. For he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk to you from this thought. Amen. The power to turn it around. Amen. The power to turn it around. Basically, I want to say this. Prayer. The power to turn it around. Amen. We got some people that don't seek the Lord like they should. Amen. But he said, when you seek me, there's going to be a turn in your life. He says, seek my face and what? Turn from their wicked ways. If my people will turn, we got to make a turn. You see, whenever you make a turn, you some things that were behind you ain't behind you no more. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. You know how whenever you leave your house, you got to make a turn. And when you make that turn, you can't see your house anymore. In other words, there are some things in my past. I'm thankful to God that he allowed me to turn. Amen. And when I turn, amen, when I turn, I don't see those things anymore. I don't even feel like I used to do that stuff I used to do because I made too many turns now. I've turned enough that I can't even remember how to get back that way. Come on. I can't remember the way that I need to go to get back to the person I used to be. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, turn from their wicked ways. Now, I like this because he said, if my people, then he said, turn from their wicked ways. If you belong to God, some of us say, well, you know, I ain't wicked. But there are some people that go to church, they got some wicked ways. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Just because you accepted Jesus don't mean that you don't sometimes get wicked. Oh, come on and say amen. We got weaknesses. Don't get it mixed up with weaknesses because there are weaknesses that we have in our flesh that we mess around and do, and God will give us mercy for our weaknesses. He'll grace us for our weaknesses to help us to get out of weakness, but then there are wickednesses. Whenever you have a wickedness, God won't help you in your wickedness. He'll help you out of your weakness, but he's not going to help you when you're wicked. I wish I had somebody. Because when you're wicked, you do stuff just because. You do stuff just, I'm just going to be wicked. I'm just going to be ugly and nasty. I just want to do it. Amen? That's wickedness. Weakness is when I can't help it, and I really wish I didn't do this. I want to stop this. That's weakness, but wickedness is I don't care. And I'm going to do it anyway. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, some of you, when you want to tell people off, that's wicked because you don't care how it's going to affect them. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone then. We got to understand that he said, turn from their wicked ways. We got some ways about you. And why do we defend ourselves when we know we're wicked? We defend ourselves when we got stuff that we do because it's us. You can be wicked. Somebody need to tell you about your wickedness so you would be able to turn. Why are you defending? You're on this street, and God said you need to make a turn. The GPS, God's plan of salvation, his GPS built in, God's provided his spirit for us so that he can tell us to turn, and he's telling you to turn, and you arguing about, I want to stay on this street, and God is saying, I want you to turn, because when you turn, I'm going to shorten up your journey so that you can get to where I want you to be. But if you're going to stay on this, you got to go all the way down to the next exit and turn all the way around and waste time. I wish I had somebody. You waste time and energy, and you got to get there. God has said, let me guide you. But you got to turn. Tell your neighbor, turn, neighbor. Oh, yeah, we got to turn from the wicked ways. And then he said, look at this. After we've made a turning, after we decided to make a turning, and I'm going to get back to that turning in a few minutes, we got to understand that after we've humbled ourselves, after we've prayed and we've sought his face, after we have turned, now we do those four things. To do four things, the number four is the number of creation. And so when we've done those four things, guess what? You become a new Oh my God, you become a new creation. Amen. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, then he's a new creature, a new creation. When you've done those four things, when you've humbled yourself, when you've prayed, when you sought his face and turned, he said, then will I hear from heaven. In other words, now God becomes receptive to your prayer. Oh, yeah, the Bible says in Isaiah 51, he says, 59, he says that my arm is not short that I cannot save, nor is my ear heavy that I cannot hear, but is your iniquity, come on and say amen, that separates me from you. In other words, I can do something for you, but I don't have to because you got something blocking us. You got something that's coming between us. And so when we remove the things that are between us, then God say, now I'm receptive to your prayer. He said, then will I hear from heaven. And when we talk about hear from heaven, that's where he is. Amen. That's his place. Hear from where he is, and he'll cause things to happen where you are. Oh, let me say that again. When you pray from where you are, God will hear where he is and cause things to move where you are. All because I got an open line of communication. Amen. You know, we spend more money on our communications in the world, communications with people. We got to spend money for the internet. We have to spend money for cell phones. Come on and say amen. And I guarantee what we pay in cell phone usage and what we pay for our home phone usage and our internet usage, I guarantee it's more than we give in church a month. We put more money into that communication than we do in communicating with God. Lord, help me. I'm preaching. Well, yeah, we spend more money on stuff like that than we spend. And look, not only money, but we spend more time on the internet, on the cell phone. I wish I had somebody on the house phone, the hella phone, or whatever it is. Amen. We spend more time on those things in communicating with people than we do with God. So here we are, we thinking God ought to do something for us, and God is saying, well, you spend more time talking to Ricky. Get Ricky to do it. Oh, come on and say amen. You too busy texting Jane. Why don't you text Jane and ask her to do it? Oh, come on and say amen. But I want to keep my line of communication. I want to keep it open with the Lord. And so when I keep that communication open, I don't have to text Jesus because I'm open with him, and he lets me know. Come on. Oh, yeah, I don't have to text him. I don't even have to dial him up. But I can open up my mouth. He is as close as the mention of his name. Do I have any witnesses? He said that I'll be receptive to your call. He said, then will I hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sin. Look at this. I like this because he said when you pray, when you have a drought, devouring, or a disease in your life, and you learn how to humble yourself, you learn how to seek him, you learn how to turn, you learn how to pray, he said, I'll receive your prayer and I'll give you remission of sin. He said that I will forgive their sin. Now, wait a minute now, Lord. We got the devil coming against us. God said the reason the devil comes against us is because sometimes we walk in a sin nature. It's because he finds an opportunity wherever we have sinned, and he comes in to destroy. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, he says, so then will I forgive their sin. Now, the one thing that I like in the scripture is that he used the word sin, S-I-N. He doesn't say sins. S-I-N-S. What he's saying is that the sin of unbelief, when you stop trusting God, when you start trusting in yourself, when you start trusting in your ability, how cute you are, oh, come on and say amen, how much money you got, or who you know, how intelligent you are, when you start trusting in those things, that's just like unbelief. The Bible says anything that is not of faith is sin. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, he said, then I will forgive their sin. Forgive them from not trusting me. Forgive them for not relying and depending on me. And guess what? He said, not only will I receive and receive your prayer and give you remission of sin, but I'll give
give you a recovery. I wish I had somebody. Anybody ever been sick? Oh, yeah, you've been sick because now you're sick and tired of the devil right now. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, come on and give him some praise in here. He said that when you have done those things, he said, I'll receive your prayer. I'll give you remission of sin. And then you'll be able to recover from your problems. He said, look at this. He said, I will heal their land. I like that. Why do I like it? Because he said, after I do these things, God has given me a promise that I'm going to recover from whatever I'm dealing with. Oh yeah, the enemy may come in like a flood, but the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. In other words, I'm going to recover. Yeah, they may lie on you, but tell the liars, I am going to recover. They may talk about you, try to damage your character, but tell the character murderers that I shall recover. Do I have any witnesses here? I've been sick in my body. The devil tried to take you out. Your body full of pain, full of dis-ease. But let the devil know that I shall recover. Do I have any witnesses here? Whenever we're in a drought and it seemed to be no rain, and the devil say, you don't have nothing. Ain't no blessings coming. Ain't no melodies from heaven raining down on you. He said that I got you now, but you need to let the devil know that I shall, not I might, but I shall recover. Do I have any witnesses? See, God receives your prayer. Then God turns around and remits your sin. And then he turns around and give you a full recovery. You know how it is when you go to the hospital. After everything's said and done, they put you in what they call recovery. In recovery, can't nobody bother you. In recovery, not even the doctors mess around with you. In recovery, all they do is let you rest so your body can get lined back up so that you can get ready to leave there. And so what I'm trying to tell you this morning, that you may be in recovery now, that if you pray, God will put you in recovery where the devil can't mess with you, where people can't peek in at you. You know, I've never been able, when they say they're in recovery, all you can do is sit and wait. You can't go to the recovery room. It's off limits. Do I have any witnesses? Hospital people, help me out. Well, you can't go in recovery. Oh, come on and say amen. Only authorized folks, only people that's going to take care of you can go in recovery. Only people with an assignment can go in recovery. Oh, come on, praise his name. I'm here to tell you, I'm on assignment. I'm working with Dr. Jesus. I'm his nurse to let you know you made it through surgery, all right. You made it through this, all right. And you're in recovery. Nobody can't mess with you. I want you to rest. Oh, come on and say amen. I want you to rest up because you're about to get out of here. Come on and say hallelujah and give God some praise. Are you in recovery? Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you in recovery? Now, we got to get back to this. We got to get back to prayer, because prayer will make you recover whatever the enemy is taking away. Can I get a witness here? Now, I'm so glad. Look at what verse 15 says. He said, now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears shall attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Oh, look at what it said. I don't know about your Bible, but in my Bible, that is made is in italics. What that means, it was added for translation. So let's just take it out for a minute. He said, my ears attend to the prayer in this place. You see, whatever you say, because sometimes I can't make up a prayer. All I know is, Lord, help me. Sometimes all I can say is, have mercy. I can't make up a prayer. Sometimes all I can do is cry a tear. But do you know your tears are prayers that only the Lord can read? When you start to cry, that's your text message to God. That God, I need you. God, I praise you. I want you to help me out. That's your heart texting God and saying, God, I need you to come over right now. Can I get a witness here? But when I look at verse 15, it shows us that God is looking, because it says, mine eyes, oh, come on and praise his name, shall be open. God is looking at you. The eyes of the Lord, they're upon the righteous. I wish I had somebody. Boy, y'all looking at me funny. Oh, praise his name. And God is listening, because he said the prayer. He said that my ears attend to the prayer. And so God is looking, and God is listening. Do anybody hear? Ain't nobody happy but me. Oh, praise his name. That God is looking, and God is listening for me to start praying. God is looking at what I'm going through, but he's listening for me to pray. You see, God is waiting on you. Tell your neighbor, God's waiting on you. Open up your mouth and start to pray. I got prayer, because the prayer is the power to turn things around. Anybody with me? Won't God do it? Won't he turn things around? There's something about turning that I believe God loves. God took darkness and turned it into light. He took dust and turned it into a man. Can I get a witness here? God loves a turn. He took a sinner like me, turned me into a saint. Can I get a witness? Boy, y'all still looking at me. Oh, hallelujah. I'm happy by myself. You don't have to say a word. Oh, praise his name. I believe God, he loves turning. When it looked like the enemy has the best of you, God turns it around and gives you the best of him. Oh, praise his name. There's something about turning. The Bible says that God turned a harlot unto a woman that was holy. Can I get a witness here? Jesus, he turned water into wine. God loves to turn things. So whatever your life, whatever's gone wrong in your life, if you just give it to the Lord, he'll turn it around. God turns it. And the Bible says that he gave a woman who was a 13-year-old girl. He turned a virgin into a mother. Can I get a witness? And he turned a mother, oh, praise his name, into a woman. Oh, come on and give glory to the Lord. When I look at what God did, God turned some things. When God turned those things, he turned the old rugged cross into my sin and yours. Do I have a witness? He turned it around. He turned that cross into my sin. But then when Jesus died, he turned his death into eternal life. Jesus went to the grave, and he turned a dead man into the Savior of the world. God specializes in turning things around. Can I get a witness here? When he died, he turned it around and he rose up. He raised Jesus on the third day. It was early Sunday morning. He turned it around. The rocks rolled away. Jesus rose up. Can I get a witness? That's prayer. The power to turn things around. I don't understand how we can be in the presence of God and you just sit down and say, yeah, I believe he's all right. But I'm going to tell you something. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I don't care where you are. God can turn things around. Won't he? Every time I turn around, I wish I had somebody. Let me preach on which side. I preach on this side. Got more people standing over here. Every time you turn around, I say every time, the Lord will make a way for you. He'll turn it around. Maybe y'all ready now. Every time you turn around, you need to believe it today that the Lord, say the Lord, will turn it around. There's something about the turnaround. God will make sure that when it turns this time, you see, you got to tell people, I've turned the corner. I don't see what you see. I'm already around the block. I'm not looking back. What Paul meant when he said this one thing that I do, Paul was saying, I've turned the corner, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to what's before me. I press, anybody pressing toward the mark for the prize of the higher call that is in Christ Jesus. Can I get one witness to say God will? Do I have anybody that say I was down, but God turned it around? He lifted me up. Say yeah. Won't he turn it? I was sick, but God turned it around. Now I'm healed. Can I get a witness? See anybody here can say I was bound, but God turned it around. Now I'm free. No more chains. He'll break every chain. Do I have a witness here that can tell you that I was lonely, but when I turned around, I found myself, I had a friend that sticking closer than any brother. I was broke, but I heard him say, let the poor say I'm rich. I was weak, but I heard the Lord say, let the weak say I'm strong. Didn't he do it? Won't he turn it around? Praising with me. Won't he turn it around? If you can muster a prayer up, you got power to turn it around. Say yes. I'm reminded of how Daniel, how he prayed, and God turned it around. They put him in a den of lions, but the lions couldn't eat him because God turned it around. Say yes. Give him glory. How God took the Samaritan woman, who they say was a harlot, and God turned it around and made her an evangelist, who said, come see a man. Say yes. Say yeah. She was a woman of ill repute, but God turned it around, and she said, come see a man that told me everything. Can I get a witness? God did it. He turned it around. He turned a no-name boy by the name of Lazarus into a witness that he can do anything. He can bring you back from the dead. Say yes. Give him glory. Give him praise. Say yes. He'll turn it around. They had a broke woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She bled every day, spent all of her money, but she got no better, and it kept getting worse. I don't know about you, but sometimes my issues seem like they're getting worse. But God, say yes, can turn it around. Say yes, yeah. God will and God can turn it around. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, God is about to turn it around. You better believe it. Turn it around. If I were you, neighbor, I would check and see if he was turning right now. Say yeah. You see, God loves a turning. While you're thinking about turning, in the beginning, God put the earth here to turn around the sun, put the moon here to turn around the earth, and the galaxy turns. I wish I had somebody. What I'm trying to say, there's something about turning that puts you in the right orbit and lines you up. Just like everything is lined up with the sun, we need to line up with the S-O-N. We need to line up with the sun.